This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I'm going to air a breakdown of a previous report I did. We're going to come back and get into all the news I haven't hit yet, and we're going to open the phones up about the balance of the broadcast today. So get ready for me to give the number out in the next segment. I want to talk to all of you. But there's so much to get to coming up in the next segment. And I wanted to get to this boil down. Social media Godzilla vaporizing the Constitution. It's a really critical report. It's coming up. There's a lot of key stories breaking at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. We'll break it all down the other side of the break. But here is this report.
Trump derangement syndrome has reached new peaks. Ladies and gentlemen, it has even hit the likes of Google. Alex Jones breaks it down.
Google is using its worldwide monopoly power of 93% of all searches to engage in fraud. Worldwide searches for the term idiot return the top results for Donald J. Trump, 45th President of the United States. Remember just a month ago, ahead of primary elections in California, the top search term for Republican candidates was Nazi. And Google officially, at the top of their page, under politics, had a voter guide section that said the ideology of Republicans is Nazism. And it goes on and on from there. President Trump is essentially shadow banned on Twitter right now, as are almost all other conservatives or nationalists, where you have to go directly to his page or be directly following him to get his alerts. Meanwhile, the left is calling for violence, attacking people on a daily basis for wearing Make America Great Again hats. We're seeing all these calls to kill the president. This is a soft civil war taking place by multinational corporations in communist China that now owns Hollywood, that is pumping out nothing but pure anti-American, anti-free market, anti-Trump, anti-InfoWars garbage. The president must move for antitrust hearings against Google, Facebook, Twitter, and others. We as a people must not let the internet infrastructure we built be hijacked by world government backed up by communist China. Think about how arrogant they are to have the executives of Google, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube, its subsidiary, in Congress on Tuesday, claiming that they don't censor anybody unless they call for violence. It's total garbage. Myself, Paul Watson, Ben Shapiro now starting to be censored. You know, at first he was all for me being censored, but now, you know, he's freaking out. Ladies and gentlemen, they're going after everybody. They're making their move. We're only a couple months out from the midterms. This is a big campaign issue. Trump needs to make it a big campaign issue instead of being flat-footed, because the Congress is sitting on its butt. You watch these hearings. The Republicans get circles run around them by these executives that are lying under oath, and it's disgusting. We know what they're doing. There's a big Zero Hedge article on InfoWars.com that lays it all out. You know, the tracker systems that can show you how you're shadow banned, what's happening. People need to get informed on this. They need to get aggressive. They need to take action. Google is a broken search engine. It was a big scandal. They protected Hillary Clinton back during the campaign and would put nothing but positive search results up for her and would bury stuff against her. And CNN gave her the questions ahead of time. But with all that rigging, they still failed. This time, the amount of censorship and rigging is 50 times what it was. I mean, it's a whole other universe. And people need to take action, because we've just gotten conditioned to accept this censorship as part of what they do. No, it's criminal, it's racketeering, it's discriminatory, and it's out of control. We have Google set up by the CIA on record in Qtel. A part of the infrastructure in this country handed over to private companies who made hundreds of billions of dollars off the American taxpayer that helped pay for it. And our infrastructure, Google is NSA infrastructure. And then now that deep state apparatus is being used in war against the people. It couldn't get more obvious.
Next year's news today, InfoWars. We'll be back live in T-minus 60 seconds. Please spread all the live links and tell folks about local stations you're listening to. Or the Globalists will win. I'm so excited. The new product, InfoWarsLife.com, in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, The Hollywood Reporter and many others are reporting. There's a link up on DrudgeReport.com. There's a link up on InfoWars.com that all the big Hollywood stars in the whole Luciferian heaven are wanting Gunn, the director that sent out hundreds of tweets praising raping babies, raping little girls, how great pedophilia is. All these other actors and directors came to his defense, turned out their Twitter pages praised pedophilia. They did skits of raping one-year-old babies as they begged for mercy. Isn't that the subway guy that got convicted of pedophilia? I mean, is it like a clone? Is it like is this like an alien invasion of weird child-raping clones? Don't run. We want your children. Your children belong to us. I mean, I'm being sarcastic before the media runs with that and is serious. We're going to be looking at that. We're going to be covering so many other issues. But what do you think about Trump moving to pull the national security clearances of the Clapp and Brennan and all these other people that ran the illegal spying on him that have been caught lying? I think it's a really important issue to cover. Also, there was an article about this on InfoWars.com yesterday, and there was a big buzz about it. Drudge was linked to the NBC report itself. We're going to be covering this later in the hour. NBC promotes parents who refuse to assign gender to their three-year-old twins. And I was talking to my wife. She has a friend she went to college with in Seattle. She went to Washington State, who makes her kids wear gray uniforms and then messes with them about their gender. I mean, in my view, this is just child abuse by really weirdos that buy into whatever the latest fad is of the Tavistock Institute to break down society and screw their children up. I mean, it's admitted ugly architecture, ugly art. The breakdown of the family is a MI6 CIA foundation program for depopulation. My film Endgame 2.0, an internet-only video I put out like 9 years ago with several professors that were researching all this, get into it. And if you call somebody a boy or girl, or if you buy pink clothes for your girl or blue clothes for your boy, you're a bad person. And then you go to Target, and they've gotten rid of the girls and boys sections in many areas. So gender-neutral preschool. This is sexualization of children by telling them that they're not a gender. This is such abuse. As Camille Paglia and many others have pointed out, it's just incredible. So that's coming up. Also, turns out, of course, every time there's another shooting in the U.S. or Canada or the U.K. or Germany, there's one every week, somebody screaming Allah Akbar, they go, well, they were just mentally ill screaming Allah Akbar. But it turns out the gentleman that shot a bunch of people and killed a couple folks, 10-year-old and an 18-year-old woman, and injuring 13 others, went out to a Christian Greek meeting. Turns out he was named Faisal Hussein. So isn't that just precious as usual. Also, Russia's new nuclear weapon able to wipe out an area the size of Texas or France. More on what the U.S. calls the Satan missile. We'll be looking at that. But we shouldn't talk to Russia, according to the Democrats, that they can talk to Russia, but you can't. Denver Post runs a letter to the editor demanding Trump execution. Trump's lawyers have allowed the government to get a hold of the bombshell Michael Cohen tapes because they say they've listened to him. They're all exonerating. There's nothing there. Judge grants immunity for five witnesses in Manafort case. We told you that last, not this last Sunday, but Sunday before last. So that's 9 days before it's in CNN. That's why they hate us. So there's all that news. Venezuela's inflation to reach 1,000,000%. IMF forecast. Wow, that's communism's really great. And I call her Congresswoman. That's how my brain works. I just jump to what I know is going to happen. I mean, things might change, but right now, not to say about 90% chance that Congresswoman Alexandra Cortez. I keep calling her Congresswoman because it's like a 90% Democrat district there in New York City. So nobody thinks the Republican's going to win, but she likes Venezuela, and she wants the exact same policies that did that. And people go, oh, but we've got 1% that has 70% of the wealth or 65%. Well, that's because technically the way taxes work, I own all this equipment and buildings and things. And so you could technically, the way the IRS says it, say that I have $4 million worth of equipment. The truth is I could probably sell it for $800,000. We had appraised last year. So I'm not really worth $4 million. But the IRS says just my equipment in here is $4 million. And I've got to like amortize it out and you know, accrue it and pay for it. So when I buy a piece of equipment, because it's just where the company's set up, then I'm paying taxes on that. So it's the same thing. Like you hear about somebody who, oh, you know, Bezos is worth $155 billion because of his stock. Well, that stock's highly inflated. But Bezos is a globalist. He doesn't want wealth. He doesn't want prosperity for you. He wants to lift the ladder up. They want an austere system. Obama goes around and gives speeches in South America and Africa and Asia saying, you got to be poor. It's for the earth. Get used to it. So people look at capitalism and they go, oh, well, it's got problems too. Well, of course it's got problems. Just the trickle down from it gives us all the science, technology, free will, choices. But the point I'm getting at is you'll hear somebody's net worth is, you know, $100 million. That's all the infrastructure and the buildings they own and everything leveraged up on the stock market. And if you got down to their liquid assets, you know, it might be, if you're worth $100 million, it might be $10 billion. But that's not even the issue. It's not a class envy thing. Those rich guys know that you're involved in class envy, that everybody is, that they've manipulated it. So people think if somebody's got $1 million house and a nice car, you know, they're ultra rich and they stole it somehow. That's the type of person you want that actually gets services and actually builds companies and does things. It's the ultra rich who are 0.0000042 last time we did the numbers, who actually have about 80% of the wealth in that top 1%. So if you've got 65 to 70% of the wealth being 1%, but almost all of that wealth is in the point way out there. It's like 0000000. It's 8 or 9 zeros, then 4-2. That's just the back of the envelope deal. So it's actually a 0.0000 group that has well over 55%, 60% of the wealth. And then you've got the other 1% that's got maybe 10-15% of that maybe, and then they're the ones that actually build stuff and buy things and, you know, actually everybody then lives off of. And that's how that works, is there's going to be people that own things, that do things, that innovate things, that have things. But just because you own an apartment building and then people live in that and everything doesn't mean like, oh, look, he owns that. He owns you because you live in an apartment building. It's all part of the infrastructure. It's not like, well, when I talk about their wealth, it's the value of all the stuff they've got. But most of what they've got is infrastructure, ships carrying goods, satellites with communication, farms and food and trucks delivering it and all this stuff. But under a true free market system, which we'll never approach purely because things are always somewhat crony, but moving towards a Renaissance economy, not a conquest economy, things just exponentially get cheaper. There's more of everything. It's unlimited. The problem is decadence comes with that. So the globalists have decided to get control of things and try to keep you at a very low level so you never get too ambitious. You never get too uppity in their terms. So they can keep you at a, you know, $10,000 a year on welfare and just in a horrible ghetto, no man in the house, totally controlled. Your kids, you know, fuel the prison industry. And then you can point at that and say, look at capitalism. It sucks. We've never even attained 10% capitalism. And look, a little bit of it, just like, whoa, humans can do anything. But socialism and communism creates total nightmare centralizations with crazy people running everything. We'll be right back after this quick break. Infowars.com, Newswars.com, Tomorrow's News Today. I'm Alex Jones. Oh, and I'm going to give the number out. It's always important to give the number out. I forgot to do that. The number for first-time callers in this hour, everybody can call in the third hour, is 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. We are the hated. We are the vaunted. We are the deplorables. We are the people that the globalists hate because we believe in humanity, and we are going to destroy them.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Your host, Infowars.com and NewsWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are the sites they hope you don't visit. And I'm going to go over some of those stories. Next segment is your calls on any big issue, as long as you're a first-time caller, on what do you think of them trying to pull the security clearances, these globalist traders? I say right on. What do you make of the escalating situation in Syria? So many other big issues we're going to be getting into. Venezuela, inflation to reach 1,000,000%. IMF forecast, what a heavenly place. Network coverage of Trump immigration policy, 92% negative. Washington Times reports. It's all coming up. But first, I want to go back because Hillary Clinton and her foundation has a couple $1 billion in it. Democratic Party's bankrupt. They're having the worst fundraising of their modern existence. They've got lots of people in mainstream newspapers that told you Trump would lose, are saying there's going to be a big blue wave, and oh, top expert says, you know, in the Hill that there's going to be a big blue wave victory. The same Hill newspaper says that I said I want to shoot Mueller. Never said that. I said metaphysically, politically, it's high noon political shootout, and we're going to win, or we're going to die trying. It doesn't mean like, again, Red River shootout. UT, Oklahoma, Red River shootout, and people are up at Dallas shooting each other. But that's how desperate they are. So we'll be discussing it all coming up at 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. But I wanted to go back because Snopes, run by George Soros and others, says that Brennan was never in the Communist Party, didn't vote communist, even though he told New Yorker magazine he did. And they say that, Trump says that Mexicans are all criminals and rapists. Now, he said we have a lot of criminals coming across who aren't vetted. People like, you know, rapists and criminals. It's all games. He said, but they set themselves up like, here's the highest thing in the universe. It's not InfoWars. It's not Drudge. It's not even the New York Times. It's Snopes. It's all. Like when they find the obelisk on the moon in 2001, it's like, bzzz, oh, ah. Some liberal and his porn star girlfriend, they run it. Oh. So that's what they're doing. But then I decided just last week when Hillary said, oh, I'm so tired, I can hardly stand up, to kind of go get a compilation of clips of her saying she can't walk, she's tired. And then I found some I didn't even know about from 2012 with her falling down and all her people jump up and block all the cameras. Like they were already drilling then that she was collapsing in the vents. So it was worse than I thought. Here's the latest compilation.
Now we have to keep it going. We cannot stop.
She's
and
Ozzy
we
Fest.
Have to be supporting each other. You know, it's kind of exhausting to be part of protesting and marching and demonstrating.
Oh, she cares
and resisting.
About women. Oh.
I've been back there listening to Randy, and I'm so exhausted I can barely stand here.
She looks like she's dying. Or she's falling down. This is who we're ruled by. She tells us we're bad. She uses guilt to control us. And we bow and say, what do we do? She won't call us names. Oh, the lady that represents dictators and pedophiles and everybody. Oh, tell us about Epstein. Oh, tell us about Mueller. Oh, tell us, Mueller. Oh, you're so scary. You ran hidden cameras on the airplane where they raped little kids. Oh, you're so scary. You helped rape kids. Oh, Mueller, we're so scared. No, I'm scared of not going after you, and I am going to do it. So I found a compilation that's pretty powerful online. I'm going to plug the YouTube channel here as well. Irrefutable proof Hillary Clinton has a seizure disorder. William Ramsey. And this is stuff I didn't even know about from C-SPAN. If you're a radio listener, when she's falling down in 2011, 2012 and stuff, she's got a bunch of stuff. I never even saw this. There are people like just like stand up like body snatchers and all like get real aggressive and start grabbing the cameras. So this is like 7 years ago. Well, here it is.
This is a video of Hillary Clinton fainting in 2012 where she suffered a concussion.
Just okay. The minute she falls down, all the Democrats get up like zombies and start turn the camera off.
This
happened to our reporters, too, in Austin. And it's like they're all trained. Because their God is like has all these brain tumors and is like, she's our goddess, prop her up. She came, she saw, countries died, Africa died, she's our blood witch.
From July 22nd, 2016. Where she has an involuntary petit mal seizure.
It was a wonderful, meaningful endorsement in every way, and I was very proud of that.
She's learned how to make it a big joke.
Senator Warren. You guys have got to try the cold chai.
I've had it.
It is delicious, isn't it?
Notice it. Pause. She actually distracted. Got to try the cold chai. Seriously trained evil. Like, I'm having a convulsion. Try the cold chai. They're like, you ship the weapons to Turkey out of Benghazi. Turkey? I don't even eat turkeys. They're like, Thanksgiving? Here, let's go back to it. This is the traitor they've got.
You guys have got to try the cold chai.
I've had it.
This is where evil takes you? Look at these women. They're all like, look mentally ill. They're all groveling. They all hate men. They wonder why they're so unhappy. I mean, this is who they are. Continue.
Vice
presidential possibilities, Senator Warren.
You guys have got to try the cold chai.
Here, Hillary Clinton goes blank and forgets what she's saying.
About health care, we need to make what we've got work really well and improve it and get the
and improve the giant screw job that's Obamacare. And she starts having a seizure.
Upward spiral. Now, I want to mention two other things.
What do the following three videos have in common? Every time Hillary Clinton hears loud noises, she seizes up.
I was very proud of
Senator Warren.
And how
much of
Senator Warren? And improve it and get the cost out of.
At this rally on August 4th, 2016, Hillary Clinton is seen seizing up while her Secret Service supporters step forward. One of her agents on the far right, as you'll see, pulled something out of his jacket pocket, anti-seizure injector.
Okay, here we are.
A rotting, wart-covered brain, and she can't turn loose the power.
Right again, very slowly. He grabs with his right arm inside his jacket pocket for something. On August 15th, 2016, Hillary Clinton visited Joe Biden's home in Scranton, Pennsylvania. You can see her walk in unsteadily towards Joe Biden and the woman he's hugging here. But during the whole video, Hillary Clinton cannot stand upright. She keeps grabbing for a railing and even grabs for a table inside the house. Watch closely.
Thank you so much. Well, come on, let's get it.
Hi, how are you?
This is what evil does for
you. This is where I grew up.
I love it.
Top of Fifth Street.
Yeah.
And then she controls the party and has all the money, so she still is who they're going to run. She says, I have a dark heart.
You see that tree there?
I've seen your heart, Hillary. I guess I do.
What it takes, they found two guys that reported that I jumped out of that tree on the top of the trolley car. Which I did.
But I mean,
look at what a whack job she is and all of her demon followers. All right, we're out of time. We're going to come back to your phone calls and a bunch of news straight ahead. Whatever you do, spread those live links. The enemy hates it.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Happens when you listen to the radio host Alex Jones, who claims that 9/11 and the Oklahoma City bombings were inside jobs. I don't know what happens in somebody's mind or how dark their heart must be to say things like that.
The Russians ran an extensive information war campaign against my campaign to influence voters in the election. And then they began to weaponize them. And they began to have some of their allies within the internet world, like InfoWars, take out pieces and begin to say the most outrageous, outlandish, absurd lies you can imagine.
But Trump doesn't challenge these lies. He actually went on Jones's show and said, "Your reputation is amazing. I will not let you down."
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
I like Venezuela. I don't like InfoWars. They're always right. Shut them down.
Tell your kids they got to love Justin Bieber and... and then your children are turned into mindless vassals. They look up to some twit instead of looking up to Nikola Tesla or looking up to Magellan. I mean, kids, Magellan's a lot cooler than Justin Bieber. He circumnavigated with one ship the entire planet. He was killed by wild natives before they got back to Portugal. And when they got back, there was only like 11 people alive of the 200 and something crew, and the entire ship was rotting down to the waterline. That's destiny. That's will. That's striving. That's being a trailblazer, an explorer, going into space, mathematics, quantum mechanics, the secrets of the universe. It's all there. Life is fiery with its beauty, its incredible detail. Tuning into it. They want to shatter your mind talking about Justin Bieber. Ah!
Oh, boy, I love when we put that together. So many of those. Justin Bieber. But they don't want you talking about the serious universe. They want you to talk about, oh, I'm going to teach my one-year-old they might really be a girl if they're a boy, or a boy if they're a girl. Serious child abuse, all admittedly for depopulation, creating total mental illness. Blue state collapse. There's more articles on that that have come out. Okay, so here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go to your phone calls right now, one after the other. And then we're going to get into some of the positive news. South Korea considers withdrawing some forces from the demilitarized zone. North Korea dismantling key missile facilities report. But that's Reuters. That's Voice of America. You're not going to hear that in the Washington Post. No, they just tell us how Trump's plan to denuclearize the peninsula is a failure. And then they use their national security clearances to create false info. And Trump's trying to pull those. Meanwhile, U.S. officially comes out and says China is in a war with us, a Cold War, and is our enemy. Well, that's about time. They've been announcing that for years. They took Obama's sellout to him as weakness. Hasbro is to move a lot of its factories back to Mexico and the U.S. because of Trump's new tariffs on them. So they have tariffs on us. We have tariffs on them. Nigel Farage says conservatives need more loop-headed socialists like Cortez. Yeah, she says they're going to have a big red victory. People said, oh, she's saying blue-red. No, she's a red. People are like, in fact, can we pull that clip up? I meant to play it yesterday. She's like, I'm here with Bernie Sanders. He's got even bigger Mr. Ed teeth than me. And we're going to turn this state red. Everybody's like, oh. Which I always thought, it should be, they are the Reds. They should be red, we're blue, but whatever. I mean, look at Sanders. What a swindling. He owns three $1 million houses, drives $100,000 cars. He's just a consummate fake slime ball. And he just slithers around with a slime trail behind him. And then he's got this lady that comes actually from a rich family, poses as a barista, it's all fake. And then she's still an idiot. And I'd love to have powerful women in power. But this is a moron. You know, go to Venezuela, lady. Venezuela's inflation to reach 1,000,000% IMF forecast. That's Weimar Republic. It's already at several hundred thousand percent. They've already eaten their dogs and cats a few years ago. The zoo animals, it's 1,000 a week starving to death. But we need this here. Everything's free, though. There's nothing to buy or have, but it's all free. Like Sanders said, I go to the shopping center and there are 30 types of deodorant. I don't need that, okay? I honeymooned in the Soviet Union. We had our way with some Christians. I am superior to you, Bernie Sanders. I'll teach you fly over country a thing or two about swindling colleges and stealing the money. But, excuse me, let me get back to what I was saying. Here is the clip.
Hello, everybody. I'm so excited to be hopping on here, Senator Sanders' account, and we're here in Kansas City to rally for Brent Welder. We're going to flip this seat red in November.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to flip this seat red in November.
Hi, everybody. All the big banks and the Chinese government and the EU fund socialism to screw you over and enslave you. Hi, everybody. I'm here with this blood-drinking criminal. Oh, hi, everyone. Hi. Oh, Venezuela's collapsing. 4 million are on their way here. Oh, hi, everybody.
Here, let's hear what she's saying on Face the Nation right now.
She ran a extraordinary campaign.
She ran an extraordinary. Listen, I never had a paying job till I was 44. And we swindle companies and bankrupt colleges. Hold on, back him up. Other people aren't criminals like me. I think I'm over them because I have a criminal instinct. Look, I can F everybody over because they're not awake. So I'm a criminal.
I mean, just look at these people. Go back. Start over.
Ran a extraordinary campaign. And the reason that she won is she ran on ideas that were relevant to the working people in her district. She put together a strong grassroots campaign, and she worked her tail off. And any candidate in America...
When I actually won the primaries, Hillary stole it, and I went along with it.
Extraordinary campaign.
And I want war with Russia. I just signed a bill. Shut him up. Shut me up. To have war with them. Because they're Christian now, and I have a hard-on for Christians.
Well, let's hear more from the Muppet.
Absolutely does bring up new voters, and in fact, we found this here in New York. Back
home, oh, like illegal aliens voting, with them legalizing it in San Francisco and New York?
Over the last off-year midterm primary. So for us, this is about inspiring people to the polls, giving them something to vote for, creating hope
free
for the
stuff.
Nation, and knowing that so long as there are working-class Americans who believe in a prosperous and just future, we will have hope no matter how red the district.
You know, if she said Bezos pays no taxes, is $150 billion, almost no taxes, or Google, or I'd be like, oh, really? Oh, you want the trillion companies to not be listing? Oh, Trump wants them to pay taxes, too. But no, it's all like, we are going to give you free stuff, and that's how the deal works. Okay, it's good. All right, I'm going to stop right there. We're coming back with your phone calls. Listen, I'm here at your sufferance. I'm here because you fund us. I won't exist without you. Figure it out. You are the InfoWar. That isn't me patting you on the head going, oh, you know, we're really here because of you. Thanks a lot. It's like people thank me. I'm fighting for my life and my futures. You couldn't get me out of this fight. A bunch of pedophiles want to run my life. Think they're better than me. They got to fight. They're going to get one. I love it. I don't want to fight. Why not just go all the way out crazed? You know what I mean? So it's not like I'm trying to have bravado or chutzpah or being macho here. You're gonna fight, man. Might as well just get into it. You know what I mean? Because when you start overthinking stuff, once you're in a fight, that's when you lose. Any fight I've ever been in, not that I'm the toughest guy around, I don't sit there and think about it. A lot of guys punch you, and then they sit or they slam your head in the ground, and they stand back and see what happened. By that time, I've knocked their head off politically. And that's what I'm saying right now is I'm not looking for who's winning the game. I'm going after them hard. And then we can count our money when the dealing's done, to quote, who is that old country singer? The Gambler. What's his name? I popped my head in a minute. I didn't even get to our plugs. I was going to end the big sale yesterday. I've been so busy, haven't launched a new sale. Biggest sale we've ever done. 67% off, 50% off. Free shipping store-wide. We got products you need. Find out how great they are. InfoWarsStore.com and fund the InfoWar. InfoWarsStore.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack.
then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
GCN is hiring information technologists with Linux backgrounds, Cisco routing, database management, web development, with cross-platform flexibility. If you ever wanted to be involved in an exciting career in radio and love developing new delivery platforms, join the fastest-growing network, GCN. Inquire at careers@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
On a warm summer's eve, on a train bound for nowhere, I met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep, so we took turns of staring out the window at the darkness. The boredom overtook us, and he began to speak. He said, "Son, I've made a life out of reading people's faces, knowing what the cards were by the way they held their eyes. So if you don't mind my saying, I can see you're out of aces. For a taste of your whiskey, I'll give you some advice." So I handed him my bottle.
All right, your phone calls are coming up in just a moment. But let's hear this one little part about Kenny Rogers. Knowing when to hold him, knowing to fold him, knowing to walk away, knowing to run.
And the night got deathly quiet, and his face lost all expression. Said, "If you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta learn to play it right. You got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money."
This piece of news makes me so sick that last night my mother brought it up. She was over for dinner. Wonderful person. She brought it up. She'd seen it on drudgereport.com. And I got so angry. I didn't yell or anything. I said, I can't eat my food now. And I got up and went to my bedroom. I wanted to take a shower after work anyways. I hadn't taken a shower yet. And I just said, that's it. I can't eat. And I left. And everybody was fine. The kids are all sitting around the table. My three daughters and my son and my wife. My dad was over there. And it wasn't that my mom made me mad. It was just that I hadn't covered it yesterday. And I knew about it. And I'd seen the report. And it made my mind explode with understanding. And then there's that frustration when you're trying to explain a lifetime of knowledge on the air. And it's not like you're on some power trip. It's that you suck. You can't explain it. How bad it is. Like the way the parents are dressed, the get-ups the kids are in. Just everything says an encyclopedia of knowledge. And then you just read what's right below the surface, and it's like, it's a cult of screwing children up. And it's a cult of just weirdos, man. And then I've read Skinner. I've read Pavlov. I mean, some of those guys kept their kids in boxes till they committed suicide at 12. You know, it's like, you know, lobotomies with ice picks and just the weird cult of this group calling themselves doctors. And then now they got 30% of people on psychotropics that eat your brain and cause psychotic breaks and massively increase depression and suicide. The insert says it. And then you look at the weird, soft zombies that don't even know what they're doing, that are the followers of this, and they all, whether they be black, white, or Hispanic, but they're mainly white, the men all have this weird, like, that, you know, that cult look, like you saw in Wild Wild Country or whatever, with the Rajni Bhagwan. And it's like, the defense mechanisms are lowering. And you've got these leftist cults that, like, smile and give people these attention as long as they do these terrible things. I mean, look, I don't, if you're a lesbian, you like women, I'm a guy, I kind of figured out, I like women too, I kind of can't be a hypocrite. I get where you're coming from, but, you know, lesbian, like, Jamil Paglia studied history. She's got PhDs. She'll tell you, it's abuse, man, to take kids and sexualize them when they're 3 years old, 4 years old, and say, you're really a girl if you're a boy, or vice versa, or you could be something else. It just, it makes them think about sex before they're even thinking about it. It ruins their creativity. It ruins their future. It steals their soul. And then NBC and everybody else puts this out, and in school admission forms all over the Western world, they say, don't say mother or father. Someone else might not have a mother or father. So see, we can't be male because somebody else doesn't like being a male. We can't be female. This, it's all created to create a bunch of confused, screwed up people that the system can control. And it's so predatory. And then you see the left, not just in this video, but the one we shot at the, I went into a pizza place about 6 months ago. And there was this young man behind the counter. And he said, I saw your Millie Weaver video of the drag queen festival in Austin at a hotel. And he said, you know, we're not bad. We're having a great time. It's fun. You ought to love it. And then he was like trying to be, to me and my wife, like alluring to us. And was just doing these weird feminine facsimiles to us, like dancing around behind the counter. We're trying to pay for this pizza we're picking up. And I said, listen, I don't hate you for who you are individually. But I said, at that drag queen festival, they had three-year-olds putting money in the G-strings and in the thongs of obese men. And they had shots of men totally naked with only glitter on their genitals hanging down. I don't even want to show it. With like three-year-old kids standing next to men with, you know, we're talking Louisville Sluggers, man, hanging down with silver glitter all over it. I mean, you know, yeah, there's some of it. There's even more. It's like, what the hell, man? And it's like, oh, be nice to us. And then, like, we're going to teach your kids this. And it's pure evil. And then Hollywood's promoting pedophilia, and all this is going on. But that guy I talked to behind the counter, he was drunk on it. And then, like, looking at me and my wife, my gorgeous wife, who wasn't even dolled up that day, but, you know, she's sexy. And, she, and the guy was, like, looking at her, and he looked at her, and he went like this. He went, go to a shot of me. The guy behind the counter goes like this to my wife. He goes, like, I'm the woman. It's this. It's like, I'm a man. I'm a woman. I'm everything. It's like this weird, we're taking control of reproduction. We're taking control of the species. And it's just like, and then these families sit there. So my son did a video on exposed evil. Exposed. Evil pedophile plot to sexualize and destroy children by normalizing mental illness. And that's exactly what it is. And this is how they sell the whole thing. So Rex Jones's report's up on Infowars.com. I'm going to go to Billy and David and Tyler and Andrew and Mike and John and Jim and Justin and Rick and Kevin and everybody else. No female caller. We should get some of those. I don't know if we have all women. I don't know if we have no women. It seems to be either or. But whatever issue you want to cover, we want to talk to you. 877-789-ALEX. There's big stories up on NewsWars.com I want to get to, too. But let me just play this clip, since I mentioned it, of ABC News. Is it ABC News? NBC News. Promotes parents who refuse to assign gender to their three-year-olds. Well, you're not assigning, but you're not being the parent. You're letting the state and the media be the parent. But they have assigned a gender. It's rainbow outfits. It's, we've sexualized our kids. We're injecting them into this whole lobby. And it's a thing about corrupting kids, in my view. And it's sick. And it's all declassified, a program to end population. So just like we're going to get rid of fire ants, you create a thing so they don't mate or whatever. This is the plan. Here it is.
Are we a normal family? We have two kids. Order Domino's for dinner sometimes.
All right, I'm ready to go.
In many ways, we...
Hit pause. By the way, they say they let their kids choose. They got the boy dressed up like a girl and vice versa. That's what they do. And so you just can't sit there with your son. You just have... You can't stand it. You've got to do the brainwashing. Continue.
Normal stereotype. Our kids, Kane and Zyler, are...
Hey, pause again. The kids, stereotypes like men have twice the muscle mass and don't have a uterus and blah, blah, blah. Continue.
We're raising them using they, them, their gender-neutral pronouns so that they can decide for themselves when, if, and how they want to identify as a gender.
Hey, pause again. And a lot of you will say, well, this won't happen. No, they got your kids in the schools right now. I got a stack of news of folks paralyzed, killed from vaccines to go to college. Just today it popped up. They're going to put in your body what they want. They run your life. They've got your kids. And these people are just rolling over. They're just the Stockholm Syndrome. Here it is. Oh, how beautiful. Raising. They tell your kids, you're not a boy or girl. You're just an it. All the chemicals, the water, you will be. These kids are prisoners, in my view. Can't tell what's a boy, can't tell what's a girl. Just total victimization. But at a satanic level, even the parents don't get it consciously. There's nothing like feeding off the energy of a child and, like, destroying the order. That's power.
So I think that knowing the sex or the gender of your child is important to other people, partially just because it's part of the social script.
No, it ain't part of the social script. It's part of biology and mammals, lady.
For many other children, because they have no idea that some children are she and some children are he.
All right.
So now they're playing the game.
All children?
Yeah, that's right. They control reality. They control your children. We'll be back with hour number three with your phone call straight ahead. NewsWars.com.
Hi, I'm Patrick Kolbeck, and I'm running for governor. In the wake of the adoption of Common Core in 2010, Michigan's education system has been in a steady decline. In order to regain our former reputation for education excellence, we need to dump Common Core and get the feds and state government out of the classroom. We need to refocus education upon parents, teachers, and students. Under my service as governor, our schools will get the resources they need without any micromanagement of the classroom. Principled solutions prioritize your best interests, not lobbyists. Paid for by Patrick Kolbeck for governor.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Over a year in the making.